Preparing for the Return of the King, Day 3 Devotional. The Feast of the Trumpets was characterized as a day where special offerings were presented in addition to the daily offerings. This was done in the form of animal sacrifices and cooked foods, which were specifically asked for by God. However, this doesn't mean that we are exempt from presenting offerings in this beautiful time. Leviticus 23:25 says, "You must do no ordinary work on that day. Instead, you are to present special gifts to the Lord." A way of celebrating this feast is by giving special offerings, and we know that our offerings in this time can be in many different ways. We can offer our time and service. We can offer by sowing financially or sowing something specific, whether it's to the church or to someone in need. Really, there are many ways to give an offering. But we need to be sensitive, listening to the voice of God when deciding how to offer during this feast. Proverbs 11:25 says, "The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed." Luke 6:38 says, "Give and you will receive. Your give will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap." The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. 2 Corinthians 8:12 says, "Whatever you give is acceptable if you give it eagerly, and give according to what you have, not what you don't have." Let's reflect. Do I have a generous heart, or does it cost me to give? When I give, do I doubt that God is really taking it into account, or do I trust that God will sustain me? In which way can I present my special offering during the feast? Separate a moment to pray and ask the Lord to show you in which way you can participate in special offerings during this feast. Verse to remember, Malachi 3:17. "They will be my people, says the Lord of heaven's armies. On the day when I act in judgment, they will be my own special treasure. I will spare them as a father spares an obedient child."